For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU volleyball team, fresh off of a tournament in Houghton, Michigan this past weekend, opened up Northern Sun Conference play this Thursday. Transfer Michaela Ness joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU volleyball team played in a tournament called the Keweenaw Classic in Houghton, Michigan this past weekend. Beavers are now 3-5 overall. They won twice this past weekend, defeating Wisconsin Parkside and Lake Superior State. Beavers lost Michigan Tech in Northern Michigan. The win over Lake State, win 5. The Beavers won the first two, had to win game 5 to win the match. Beaver transfer Michaela Ness talks about what went right at the end of that game.
I think we controlled it more on our side of the net and kind of just played our game rather than like individually, and we really came together as a team that game.
Ness, a native of Woodbury, Minnesota, attended Dakota County Technical College for 2 years. She was an all-region player her freshman and sophomore seasons. Ness and the Beavers will head to St. Cloud this Thursday for the NSIC opener against St. Cloud State. Beavers then return home for the home opener. This coming Saturday, they'll host 7th-ranked Minnesota Duluth. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.